I'm about to share with you a language that we use in all the countries where we are right now, and it's a language called wealth dynamics. You're going to see that through this language, you can get very clear, very quickly, as to how, no matter what your shared legacy is with others in the collective unconscious, how you use your energies the way that you were given them when you were born so that you can unlock your own keys, because our values are different. And I like to do it in this way. If we think about flow being the fundamental key here, if we realize that the only reason that we have so much wealth being created in Asia right now is that global flow is moving towards Asia, that there's over $2 billion a week in new capital coming from America and Europe and flowing into Asia as it has for the last 10 years since the Asian crisis, and that just keeps on ticking over again and again and again. When you've got that kind of flow happening, you just simply have to harness that global flow. Our personal flow is the same. When we get into our personal flow, that's true wealth. Wealth is not how much money you have. Wealth is what you're left with if you lose your money. It's your ability to get straight back into flow again because you have that balance, you have that Tao, and it's different for each of us. So I'd like to share exactly how this works. And if you see the resonance in this, if this works for you, then I'm going to show you what you can do to be part of our network and to use this as well. Everyone draw down this square right now, because what I'm about to do is share with you exactly why the equation towards flow, which has been around for many, many centuries, and in fact, even the Western economists talk about this equation, why it is that some of us can find it very difficult to harness this equation. The best way for me to explain this equation is to do it in this way. It's for us to think about a river. Okay. All right, now, I said we're going to be a bit interactive, so everyone help me out here. Imagine that there is a river here, okay? So there's a river flowing right by, okay? River's flowing right by. So help me out. What's a river made out of? What's it made out of? Water, right? Okay, good. So it's made out of water, so there it is flowing right by, and... No, it's not. No, we think it is. We think it is. That's the problem. It's like we think wealth is made of money, but it's not. It's nothing to do with money. It's not, because our money is temporary. It keeps disappearing. It's just like the water. But think about it for a minute. If we really think the river is the water, imagine if I was an alien landing on the planet for the first time. Here I am. Okay, and I go looking for the river, and I go up to someone who's a human being, and I say, take me to your river. And they go, oh, just go follow the water. You go, okay. So you go down to the river, and you see the water coming. You say, oh, just go follow the water. So you say, oh, there it is. Okay, I'll just follow the water. That must be the river. There it is. There's the river. Okay, I'll follow it. I'll follow it. It's gone. River's gone. Turn around. Oh, it's come back again. More water. You see, the river can't be the water. The water keeps disappearing. This is exactly the same as wealth and money. How do you actually know that Richard Branson's wealthy? Well, of course he is. He's got all that money in his bank account. See, look at his bank account. There's all the money. There it is. See? Oh, wait, he's spending it. He's spending it. Oh, money's gone. Wow, money's gone. Ooh, it's come back again. More money. People who have wealth don't have their money. They have their river, because the river just makes sure there's always money there. For too many of us, we're chasing the money. We don't even have the river. The river's permanent. The water is temporary. When we take that as the equation, we think, oh, okay, so if I start creating a river in my life, multiple streams make one big river. So I'll create a river. What's my river? A river works like this. It works like this. It flows always from high ground to low ground. That's how water flows. And that means it's always going from high to low in that direction in exactly the same way value, which is the third key, will only ever flow from high, value creates, because of the high difference of value, the flow of money. Money will only ever flow from high value to low value, and it will always go in that direction. Anyone who studied economics understands value exchange. This is how it works. So if I have a watch that costs $1,000, I decide I want to sell my watch for $1,000, I clearly don't value as much as $1,000. I'd rather have $1,000, value less. Someone else comes along and says, oh, I'll buy it for $1,000, which means they value it more. So it's their money that flows from them to me. And what happens is you say, okay, so I just create more value, I'll create more cash flow. But no, because there's also a width to this river as well. This is something called leverage. Because even at the same value, I could have a watch worth $1,000, but I double it, I've got two watches, I can still make $2,000 instead of one. So I can change value, which changes speed, I can change leverage, which changes width, and we then have an equation of how we create flow in our lives. Whether it's currencies, or whether it's love, or whether it's anything else that we want to achieve, we can always deliver value in the right way and then leverage that value. The problem is this. The problem is, as the I Ching says, everything is opposites. All flow is created out of the interplay of opposites. And some of us aren't even aware of our opposites. Everything that John was talking about was about opposites. So could everyone just try this for a moment? Because we take our opposite way for granted. Everyone just fold your arms for a moment. Everyone just do that for a moment? Fold your arms. Very good. Excellent. And with your arms folded, just have a look around to your left and right. See how other people are folding their arms. You know, if they're folding the same way as you, differently from you. I'm coming down to these two people down here. Hello there. Hello. What's your name?
I'm Marcus.
Marcus and
Sandra.
Marcus and Sandra. Do you know each other?
Yes.
You know each other?
Yeah.
But then what's going on here, guys? What's going on here? Look, we got Marcus and Sandra at the front here, and they're opposite. Look, Sandra's got her right arm over her left arm, and Marcus has got his left arm over his right arm. They're totally opposite. Look, Sandra, why'd you do it that way? Why'd you do it that way? It's comfortable, natural. You say it's natural?
Natural.
Natural. Natural.
Natural.
Natural. Are you calling Marcus unnatural? No. No. Okay. 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 Everyone, try this. On the count of three, do the opposite. One, two, three. half the people in the room are like, okay, one, two, three. You went back the same way. Okay, but if you actually did the opposite, does it feel more comfortable? No, it doesn't. So what's going on there? What's going on there is that the things that we do naturally, you don't even think about. You take for granted. You just do it naturally anyway. Don't even think about it. But when you try and do the opposite, all of a sudden it becomes hard work. If you're doing anything at all that feels like hard work, you're already doing the wrong thing. That's not flow. If you're doing anything at all to make money that feels like hard work, you're already doing the wrong thing. The first time I was told that, I was like, no, that can't be. It's supposed to be hard work. No, it's not. When I went to Cambridge, it's supposed to be hard work. They told me it was going to be hard work, but they weren't talking about wealth. They weren't talking about flow. They were talking about intellectual knowledge, not physical knowledge, not what happens when you get in your flow. And I actually believe that was the key to success. They said, Roger, if you get bright enough, you get smart enough, then you can pass all your exams, you'll be fantastic, and then you can come back and you can do an MBA, you can do a PhD, then you can become a fellow of the college. It was only a little after that when I realized that that wasn't necessarily the best thing. All the fellows, they went around, they weren't driving Ferraris, they were riding bicycles. That's as far as they got. I was like, no, there's something missing here. So the point is that the reason that many of us get conditioned to do what feels like hard work and feel of just what natural is because that's what happened at school. Bob was talking about school. It happened at school, didn't it? At school, you know, I mean, is this what happens at school? You go to school, you know, 11 years old, 12 years old, doing your exams. Turns out that you're pretty good at some things. You got 2 A's and that. Oh, that was good. Oh, I got a couple of B's or a few C's. What has happened? Is that when your parents go, oh, look at that. Oh, sweetie, look at that. You got those A's. Oh, that's so wonderful. Look, you obviously love doing that. You love that. Just go do that. Just go do that. Forget about everything else. Other people can do that. Oh, just don't even turn up for class. Just do that. No. What'd you get a C for? Work harder on the C. That's what they do. You work harder on the C. And then finally, you eventually leave school and think, oh, God, I'm glad that's over. And you get a job. And in your job, well, you're really good with people. It's fantastic. Go out there partying, like everyone. Great. Then you've got to come back. You've got to do the paperwork, do the numbers. Not so good. So what happens? Your boss puts you on a financial course for non-financial managers. Right? You do the opposite. Or it turns out you're good at the admin, but not so good at people. You get put on a communications course. We're doing the things that we are least comfortable with. That is not how anyone got in their flow. That's not how you'd be getting into your flow either. It happens when all of a sudden we find we go from that expansionary state to the contracting state, where all of a sudden we're stuck at the side of the eddy currents going round and round in a circle in the river instead of getting out in flow where everything expands with us, where everything gets caught up with us as well. There's a Tao saying. The Tao saying is, be still like a mountain, but flow like a great river. Don't go running after anything. Be who you're meant to be. Don't forget by just doing what you're doing. And if you take that concept and say, well, then what are the opposites? If we all come from the same spiritual place, if we all have that connection, why on earth are we opposite? Why are we different from each other? Because that's the whole point. We're going to do it together. We say, okay, so we've got different people. What are they doing? Here's how it works. If everyone just draws these 8 points here, I'm about to show you that every single person on the planet who ever created wealth, if you actually look at this little book here, we did research the last 3 years on over 50 entrepreneurs, everyone from Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Martha Stewart, Richard Branson, Anita Roddick, all these people, and then we actually showed exactly how they made their wealth. One of 8 ways they did it, depending on their opposites, because there are two opposites to value, two opposites to leverage. That at the end of the day, wealth equals value times leverage. Wealth equals value times leverage. There's two opposites to value, and if you're doing the wrong one, it's going to feel like hard work. Here's how it works. It works like this. You're going to find that some of you, just for your thinking, you can't help but create new things. You're wonderful at creating new things. You have what Carl Jung calls intuitive thinking. That's what he calls it. This, by the way, is one of the elements, but it's the one he called intuitive thinking. It's the high-frequency thinking dynamic. You were born with it. It hasn't changed from the moment you were born. High frequency. How do you know if you've got that or not? Well, you're going to find that people tend to tell you, you have your head in the clouds. Right? So some of us in this room, we have our head in the clouds. And that means we're very, very good at creating new things. Right? We're up there. Let's say, oh, come back down to earth. No, don't come back down to earth, because that's where you get all your creativity from. Thomas Edison, he created so much by having head in the clouds. Walt Disney did the same. Never ran their own business. Other people ran the businesses. But they kept on being out there, creating new things. It's what they love to do. Some people here in this room, you're in your business because you're great at starting it, but you're still in it, and you're terrible at running it. Get someone else to run it. Get back. Get back to this person here who's someone called a creator. A creator is excellent. Like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, they don't even run their own business. A creator is excellent at something up here called innovation. Even Richard Branson is a creator with businesses. He doesn't run any of his businesses. He just creates new ones. We can all do that if we just focus at what we should be doing instead of what we should not. Same down here, by the way. Down here, the opposite. Second richest man in the world for a long, long time has been a man called Warren Buffett. Has Warren Buffett ever created anything in his life? Nothing. Nothing. Well, because he's down here. He doesn't have intuitive thinking. He has something down here called sensory thinking. And a sensory thinker is someone who does not have their head in the clouds. It's someone who has their ear to the ground. Ear to the ground. Because when you have your ear to the ground, you don't need to create anything. Why create anything if you can simply buy low, sell high? This person is excellent at timing. A number of people I know who made their money by being optimistic, extra optimistic in their business, lost it all on the stock market. Couldn't understand why. Thought it was about intelligence or hard work. It's nothing about that. It's about the fact it wasn't their natural frequency. Because these are opposites to each other. This person down here, the bottom one, is someone called a trader. There are some people in this room who will never come up with a bright idea, don't need to, because they can simply trade like George Soros. George Soros talks about every time he's created the wealth, it's because he's just done what he naturally does on the trading floor. Never had to create anything. And there's people in this room, and by the way, this is all part of a test you can do, all part of a way you can then work with others around the world. Knowing what you're looking for is very useful. This person on this side is someone called a deal maker. Donald Trump, Rupert Murdoch. You'll never see Rupert Murdoch in the news for any other reason than for a new deal. Steve Jobs will never be in the news for anything other than new creation. Right? You actually see them. They leave footprints behind because that's the way they're creating all their wealth, because it comes naturally. They can't help it. They love it. They're not doing it for the money because they've got the money already. So this one here, deal maker, is someone who's very good at timing, but through people. Warren Buffett is this person over here, someone very good as an accumulator, which means he's doing it through systems, not through people. Different type of person. And there's some people in this room much more cautious about what you do, but you can still create all the wealth you want, all the attraction you want, and more importantly, get to your flow, which happens as a result of doing what you naturally love to do. Now, every one of these has a different paradigm, which is what Bob was talking about. Every one of these has different value systems on the basis of how they go about investing their time, which is the most fundamental asset you have. And it allows you all to then connect with the same connection. Just like the lights up here, they all look separate, they're all connected. How do you know? Because they're on. The minute you take them out, they're off. So what we do here is we become that conduit for spirit to open up. And when we realize that, we realize everything. Because whereas a deal maker is someone down here who is as accessible as possible, this person up here, a star, is as inaccessible as possible. So Oprah Winfrey, star profile, creating brand. Other people will do the deal making. Same with someone like Martha Stewart. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods last year made $100 million from sports shoes. And he didn't make a single shoe. Not a single shoe. Right, $100 million. Because Nike comes along and says, well, we'll make the shoes and we'll pay you $100 million for your brand. Then we'll sell more shoes. So you see, your light, when you start to light that light up, allows others to shine. It's like a candle. Our lives are like a candle. They only last for so long. We can choose whether we're going to be in the wax when we can't even see clearly, where it's a zero-sum game, where in order for us to have more, someone's got to have less. I get more wax, you've got less wax. Oh, I don't want to play that game. It's a bit greedy. No, I'll just leave you with the wax and I'll just have a little wax. No, because another part of the candle is the flame. You get into the flame, and all of a sudden you realize, wow, it costs a flame nothing to light another flame. Actually, maybe this whole point of the candle is to illuminate. Maybe only when you light up can others shine. That's what this is about. It's about actually getting up so that you actually start finding when enough of us shine, we illuminate the world. You take that concept of star, the one on this side, a mechanic. And I'm doing this quickly because today is not about the entire language. It's not about the whole vocabulary. It's about just showing you that the games that people can play allow them to be so much more effective than whatever it is they're doing today. A mechanic creates system, like Ray Kroc, like Jeff Bezos, very different type of person. And then we have these two left here as well, which I'm going to give you, which then give you an idea of how between them all, we can create ecosystems that can go out and change the world. I'm going to make sure we're on the same page, though. Can I see a show of hands? Who here would like to know what are the last two profiles? Who would like to know? Okay, good. Let me, first of all, before you tell you the profiles, let me tell you why there are also two sides. This is a brain, by the way. They did these great studies, and these studies that they did with Caltech, they finished them about 2 years ago. They worked them together with Stanford University as well. They did these studies which show that all our habits are built in the middle of the brain, that it isn't pattern recognition. But the outside of the brain is where we get all our information from. It's where we sense time. Whereas our center, which is what they call the third eye, which is the fundamental base of who we are, that's where we're going to find our vibrational energy. That's where we're going to find our dreams. That's where we're going to find everything that then turns from the dream to reality. You take this is the frontal lobe up the top, right? This is the temporal lobe down the bottom. This is left brain, this is right brain. We have as well a dynamic for our actions, which are opposite. Some of us are on this side. We are introvert. That's what Carl Jung called it, introvert. Introvert action dynamic on this side are able to leverage through something called multiply. And multiply means that we're making things very, very simple and making many. Whereas these people on this side, people like stars, deal makers, they can't make things simple. In fact, they can't help make things complicated. That's okay, because on this side, they are extroverts. And extroverts who work through people, not through systems, they will be able to create their wealth and their leverage by doing the opposite, which is called magnify. Making things as complicated as possible, and then making sure there is only one Tiger Woods brand, one niche for deal making for Rupert Murdoch in America. Right. So as a result, they make it as complex as possible with their team, so you have to go through them. And as a result, they'll still make their billions. Fundamental how this works. So who are these last two people here? And why are there these last two? Let me just do one final thing before I go further. Let me show you that every one of these is a frequency. You can measure. You can actually measure to the percentage your frequency. That this top one here is the wood frequency. This is summer. This is the four of the base of the pyramid. So we go back to the five elements. This one here, the people there, they are the ones that the Chinese call wood energy. This is spring energy, the first of the seasons. Spring, these people can't help but spring, right? Because they always come with new things. Can't help starting things, terrible at finishing anything. But this one here, this is fire energy, which is warm energy. It can sometimes be unfocused. This is summer energy. And then this moves to this one down here. This is earth energy, which is a whole different energy again. This is the one down here, which is autumn, very grounded energy. And this one here is metal. And this metal is very structured. And this one here is the one which we say is metal and also winter. This person here is the one who is the most structured of all. He's someone we call a lord. A lord can multiply very easily. The richest man now in England is from India. The richest man in England is from India. His name is Lakshmi Mittal. He is a lord profile. He makes all his money just like Rockefeller did, just like John Paul Getty did through cash flow, right? Because he knows the numbers so well. That's the best thing he's at. He never started up a business, doesn't have to. He buys other people's businesses, and then he creates a system. And this last person over here, the one called a supporter, is somebody who is exceptional with people. So, for example, Jack Welch, Rudy Giuliani, great leaders. Steve Ballmer never started anything. He's the CEO of Microsoft. Steve Ballmer, he made $13 billion being the CEO of Microsoft. Didn't have to start anything. Just supports Bill Gates. Bill Gates creates more. They both become billionaires. Okay, so if you find you're a supporter, very simple strategy. Just go find someone rich and marry them. I'm only kidding. Okay. This is what I'd like to do. What I'm aiming to do here, what I'm aiming to do is to take a lot of the things that Bob and John were talking about in the terms of the fifth element and say, you don't have to now say, okay, just because I know fifth element, I better just focus on it. No, it's about knowing the moment you make that decision to have a worthy cause. There's now a tool set which allows you to say, so what about me? Where am I at right now today that allows me to say, oh, this is the path. It's the same mountain, but we've got different routes to the top. Oh, I'll go that way. Oh, look, I can tie up these people in this way. China, dealmaker, that's what I need. Mechanic, India, I'll get that person. There's a network online, hundreds of thousands of people using this again today to maximize all their results. For what? For worldwide wealth, to make the money to give away so that we can all actually go out and transform just by doing your piece, but making sure you're creating wealth in the process as well. You cannot help the poor by being poor. It's not a nice to have to create wealth. It's an absolute obligation you have if you seriously believe you're on this planet to play this game.
You're listening to a section of Roger Hamilton's live presentation recorded at Akasha 2007, an event held at London's Palladium Theatre.